That grand old parish church, with its tower and spire soaring to the sky and its huge, immense, majestic building. We've all simply loved it. Everybody's loved it. Not only church people, but everybody. It's been part of us. Up on the top roof and the lower roofs and the ground floor, we waited. And then, bomb after bomb, incendiary bomb, fell. And we fought them with what we could of the equipment we had, one after the other. It took a long time. And then, finally, a group of three fell on the roof and, well, the fire blazed up and we had no more sand and no more water and practically no more strength to go on. The fire got a big hold. The fire station came, but, well, there was not sufficient water to deal with it, and the fire got a complete grip of the roof and burnt from roof to roof, and all the pews blazed up. That great inferno inside. I think we all tried to do our best. The fire service was simply magnificent. By about 1:30, the whole thing was gutted, the pillars in the middle, and the great grand arcade fell down, and the nave of the cathedral was no more. All through that night, the clock serenely struck the hours. Many people far and wide thought that the cathedral was all right. But there it is. That night, the city burnt. And the mother church of the city burnt with her. Can't you have a feeling that's a sort of emblem of the eternal truth that when men suffer, God suffers with them? And yet the tower and the spire still stand, soaring to the sky. And I feel that's an emblem of the eternal majesty and love of God. It was the spirit of our forefathers that built that grand building. I believe that spirit is with us still and will help us to rebuild it one day when we've served and suffered a while, a little longer. Build it again to the glory of Jesus Christ.